And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, we're joined Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. The gang is out of town. You got just Captain Taro Takeuchi and myself. It's going to be a lot of fun. Corey's heading down to El Salto right now, one of Taro's favorite spots when he's not on the boat, and Pete traveling back from the big holiday celebrations. And, man, are we going to have a lot of fun talking fishing, talking liberty, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's go time, San Diego. The Black Friday sellathon is going on now. Our best selection of new Ford inventory is here. It's go time. Now get 1.9% APR for 60 months plus 1,000 retail bonus cash on a 2022 Ford F-150, Explorer, and Escape. The lots are filling up, so that means it's go time. Go to the Black Friday sellathon at your San Diego County Ford dealer today. Now during the Black Friday sellathon, get low leases on select 2022 and 2023 Ford vehicles. It's go time. Time only at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Hurry in, it all ends November 28th. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21352. Not available on Raptor, Super Crew Tremor, and Super Crew Lightning. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 3rd, 2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hanging out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Kosta sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Kosta is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Kosta was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Kosta has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at KostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Going to be a great show today again. Super stoked to have Captain Taro in the studio this morning. Taro, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Busy time, and what a wild season it is. It's not easy for us to peel you away from the boat, so this is like my kind of favorite time of year to do Let's Talk Hookup, when I wouldn't say that seasons have ended, but are on the waning and a little more time, and, you know, we get a chance to have you in the studio for a couple hours.
Yeah, the season is definitely not over. That's for sure. There's still fish to be had, but as far as us, it's the holidays kind of getting near, and time for the crew to take a break and for me to come back and be on land for a little while.
Exactly. What a season it was, though, for the Liberty. I mean, you guys got started so early, and it's been really fun to watch, honestly, like to watch you get a hold of that boat and with such a great crew, and then the style of fishing that you guys found. Kind of give us a rundown of what this year, again, we're not saying in any way that it's over, but what was this season like for the Liberty in terms of what you guys did and what you transitioned to, and what was the year like as a whole?
I'd say the year in a whole was great, you know, from being our very first, well, the family's very first year of owning the boat, Gina, myself, and Owen. Like, we just bought the boat and
sole owner.
You're all owners now.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yep. So for it to be our very first year, it was great. You know, we started off with that bluefin fish, and they didn't disappoint. You know, they started off, I think, in end of April or
crazy.
Middle of April, and there was sign in the wintertime, but, you know, it just started off with that springtime bluefin fishing, and it just carried all the way into November, and a little bit of island fishing to be had, but the offshore fishing that we experienced was just insane. The kelp fishing that we had in the early summer of those yellowtail, and oh my goodness,
the
grade of those fish.
Like, yeah. Seagrow-sized yellowtails on kelps.
Yeah.
And tons of them.
The grade was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, we were wondering, like, oh, man, I wonder if those island fishing is going to be good. Well, who needs that when there's
totally.
Go out to a kelp and catch 50 to 80 of those 17 to 25 pounders, and then the Dorado fishing, and it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, some of the best fishing that I've seen in a long time, just locally right out front.
It's very cool what you guys have brought the full day fishing to. Like, it is opened. It's really in the last, you know, whatever you call it, 5 years or 10 years or however long it's been. Like, it's really opened, you know, offshore overnight style fishing to a crowd of people who maybe it wasn't a thing for. I mean, you guys provide, you know, killer offshore fishing on trips that it just never was before. You know, back in the day, a 3-quarter day trip, maybe went to the islands and maybe,
yeah.
You know, went to the 9-mile bank. And I mean, I've just seen trip after trip after trip of you on the Liberty and an Eagle and just amazing fishing. It's been wild.
The opportunity that we've had the last, I'd say, 10 years or so has just been incredible. The fish help.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He picked a good time to buy a boat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just hope that it keeps on going. But the opportunity that we've had the last 9 or 10 years has just been great. And it's great for the people because it brings a whole new crowd. It's something new, and it's you know, it's nice for someone to buy a ticket, go out on a trip, have a good time, and catch a few fish. And the style of fishing that we've been doing is something that we don't experience all the time. You know, there's definitely times in the spring where you have a chance of catching a hundred plus pound tuna on a full day trip.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's long range fishing in our backyard.
Yeah.
You know, something that we used to read when we were kids, like looking at, you know, the magazines. Oh man, go on a 5-day trip and catch a hundred pound tuna. And we can do that right out here. It's cool.
You spent a lot of time on the American Angler long-range fishing and doing those long-range trips, and there have been dozens and dozens and dozens of trips on the Liberty that look like you just took one day out of the middle of a 15-day, and you know, had big fish and big losses and big highs and big lows and everything that comes with it. You know, the big tuna steals the spotlight. It's always easy to talk about.
Yes.
You know, there's no doubt everybody gets so excited, and seeing a triple-digit fish come over the rail, it's like it's the most excited. What is your favorite? I mean, you just gave a 5-minute rundown of epic big yellow fishing, insane Dorado kelp fishing, school-sized bluefin at the beginning of the season, big giants. Like, do you have a favorite? Like, what gets you the most fired up when you're buying
the
wheel?
I would say that yellowtail fishing, that school size yellowfin fishing, because I think Booger said it one time, it was boredom to chaos in just a matter of seconds.
Snap of a finger,
you get the full open party rundown experience of just, oh man, this is it, like here we go.
Yeah,
like, everybody's got a fish on, there's boiling around it, you know, and it's steady fishing, you know, and then it's,
you know, everybody's going to have a shot.
Everybody's going to have a shot, and hopefully you get a few throughout the day. But that's probably my favorite style is yellowtail fishing and that smaller grade tuna fishing, because it's for the people.
Totally.
You know, everybody can do it.
That's a great point, because, you know, you talk about, you know, the big fish thing, which is super fun, But how do you manage that? You, again, you spend a lot of time in the American Angler when you're fishing big fish and you don't get them all. You know what I mean? You don't get a high percentage of them. But when you're on a 15 day, you've got several days to make that catch. Like, how do you deal with such a short time? You know, the high risk, high reward type fishing.
It all comes down to preparation. You know, before we leave the dock, it's making sure everybody has an adequate rod and reel and making sure they're in the mindset of just like, hey, this is trophy fishing.
Yeah.
You're fishing for one bite. This is something that boats do in multiple days, and we're going to try to do it in 10 hours.
Yeah.
You know, or less.
Yeah. Including several hours
including
to get there and get back.
Time. Yeah. So it's, you know, everyone's in the mindset and everyone is prepared and then the crew does a great job of making sure everyone is rigged up. And I mean, luckily we have those hours to go out and, you know, they're going through everyone's hooks, lines, drags, you know, setups and tackle just to kind of make sure when they do get a bite, their odds are in their favor. And that's just the main thing is making sure the angler is prepared for that shot of a lifetime. So,
speaking of that, your crew, it's been one of my favorite things of watching the operation, you know, at least being in the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing and seeing those guys. You put together a really, really good group of talented young guys. They're crazy enthusiastic and, like, man, they just like to fish so much. It cracks me up to see a guy on however long of a stretch he is or isn't or whatever. And, like, I mean, they're in the shop in the morning buying a bait to catch a fish after on the dock after they're done cleaning or going to the lake the next day or whatever. Yep. Like, you have a very fishy crew of guys that you work with.
They are very fishy. That is the best way to put it, is they're fishy.
Yeah.
They go fishing on their off time, and you know, I think Ryan and Mitch just got off the Pacifica several days ago. Stayed up all night jigging.
Yeah, all year long grinding their butts off, working on bluefin, and okay, we got a day off. We're going to go
a couple days off, so let's go fish.
That's great.
Yeah, they are so into it, and they love what they do, and they love watching people be successful when they come out.
That's
like what they are about. And, you know, they are just true big-hearted fishermen.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great part of your operation. And like I said, it's just been really fun to watch and the guys do it. So speaking of the boat and the Liberty, give us a little rundown on what the boat's like. I know you're awfully proud of it, you guys, both with your former partners and now, you know, like you say, you and Gina. Give us a rundown of what the boat's like for the people that maybe haven't had a chance to come fishing with you.
Well, we're an 85-foot wooden boat that fishes mainly the 5/30 to 5 run, but we have the opportunities and the capabilities to run everything, what we like to do, up to a 2-day trip, so day and a half and overnight and 2 days. So we have a pretty wide range of trips that we do, but mainly a 5:30 to 5 trip and fishing locally within 50 or 55 miles on the daily in the summertime. We're available for charter, and we do everything from a 5:30 to 5 to a 2-day. And depending on the time of year, we fish for whatever's biting.
I think the thing that I like so much about the Liberty is it's a 2-day boat that runs full-day trips.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big, it's spacious, it's bunks. The bathroom is bigger and nicer than the one at my house. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very comfortable boat, you know?
Yeah.
And I think so many people have come fishing with you now that it's not new to hardly anybody, but those that haven't been on the boat with you guys, like, the level of fishing that you provide on a trip that short is pretty unique.
Yes. We've done projects with that thing for the last 5 or 6 years now, and it's trying to make it comfortable for everybody. You know, I feel the way that things are now is comfort is the way to go.
Totally.
People like being comfortable, especially on the days where fishing isn't so hot, and you know, we're driving around, there's definitely a nice big galley to hang out in and a bunk to sleep, and if you know you get tired. And a lot of our clientele too come from Santa Barbara,
sure,
or Los Angeles,
Orange County,
and
LA, whatever.
5:30 in the morning, and you know they have to sometimes leave their house at 1:30 or 2 in the morning. So it's nice to have a little nap on the way out, and then kind of on the way home too. So, but we've found our little niche of that two day being our max, and but for 2 days you'll be comfortable, or an overnight boat you'll be comfortable, and you'll have plenty of space to fish, and it's very efficient.
You
what we found that we could do.
You said that your comfort, passenger comfort, is like your first priority, and it shows kind of on everything. You nailed it with the boat, and the food is also I just feel like there's so much of your long range background that shows in the full day run on the Liberty. The food is maybe a level above what most people are used to. The comfort of the ride is maybe a little above what most people are used to. Not to say that it doesn't exist anywhere, but you guys really put an exclamation point on that.
Yeah, we try to make ourselves a little bit different and have something different for, just for a different feel.
You know,
everyone likes to go and hang out at a fancy restaurant every once in a while. I like going out to a fancy restaurant, or I also like going to McDonald's every once in a while too. So a change of pace for people to come out and, change of pace on boats.
Yeah.
I definitely like going on other boats too to go fishing. I can't, you definitely can't beat a half day burger and some calico bass. That's definitely one
no
of the
doubt.
Things I love doing too. So, but to come out on the Liberty, you definitely get a different feel, and we try to give a different feel for
that
people
was,
to come out and experience.
That was a great explanation too, because it's a level above maybe what people are used to, but by no means does it feel inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're still getting a boat burger. It's just it's just one level above, and you're still going open party, full day fishing.
Yep.
You just also have the comforts that come with it. Yeah, I love it,
yeah.
And I'm really proud of you and Gina and the boat and the whole operation. And it's a really killer one. And man, as you can hear, we got a great show for you today. There's so much to cover. The fun thing about having Captain Taro in here is just the range of what it is that you guys do, from local fishing to offshore fishing to your background before and after. It's gonna be a great show. Lots of opportunity for your calls and questions today. If you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number here to give us a phone call, or you can send us a text. The text the show option has become a huge popularity here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to text your questions into Taro, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Super easy to get, whether you have an Android or an iPhone. Just search Let's Talk Hookup wherever you get your apps. It's totally free. Not only can you send your text in, but you can also hear all the archive shows. If you missed the beginning or the end of a show and you want to listen to it, or you missed a weekend and you want to hear it on your drive home, you can hear all the archive shows. Adam does a great job with the Let's Talk Hookup app. So if you want to send a text in, that's the way to do it. Just fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure that you include your contact info, because if you win that great prize, we want to make sure to be able to get a hold of you to get you your big winning. And man, let me tell you, you definitely want to do that today, because one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get to go fishing with Captain Taro and Anibal and the whole crew, have a great time, and get in on all that great fishing. So again, give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090, or text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
So let's talk hookup again. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. If you want to join us, phone lines are actually already completely packed up. It's 213-432-1090, but we're going to be taking your phone calls there. And, again, giving away that killer trip on the Liberty. The way that the prize happens now, split between our callers and our texters, is we have a coin flip at the end of the show, and Tara will do the honors of flipping the coin. And that coin's got a T on one side for the texters and a C on the other side for the callers, and that's going to determine where our winner comes from, whether it be on the caller side or the texter side. So, lots of fun. Phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Captain Taro, and we're going to do just that. Jump into those phone calls, starting this morning with Russ, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Russ. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hi, guys. Happy holidays. Two quick questions. Well, may not be so quick. with regards to targeting yellowtail, okay, you know, I have a Fathom 32 speed, and I'm just wondering if that's going to work with regards to the school size yellowtail, and you know, maybe you could go over about rods, reels, tackle, and so on and so forth. And the other thing is, when is your schedule going to open up for next year? Thanks. I'll take it off the air.
Okay, thanks very much, Russ. Appreciate the call.
Awesome. Our schedule will probably open back up middle of January or late January. We'll probably try to kind of get rolling and do some day and a halfs or colonnettes and stuff like that, you know. But then our full day schedule will kind of determine on what's going on.
Depends on when the fish give you the opportunity.
Yeah, it just depends when the fish kind of give us the opportunity. But, it's always been when the shows start, and like the fishing shows in March and April and stuff. But we won't really get fully every day gone until probably middle of May or so. But we'll have some trips on early in the year. Our maintenance schedule is not a whole long list for right now, but we'll hopefully get back up and running middle of January or probably towards the end of the month.
Those Colonnet trips are always fun when you can sneak those in there, yeah. Right? Especially when they line up on that good weather.
Good weather time. Yeah, that's the main. That's like one of the most important things is the weather.
And it's been fun watching those trips evolve over the years. And, you know, that always was a killer rock cod trip, fill the freezer. And then there's been years where there's been really good yellowtail fishing. And, you know, then you'll hear guys complain they didn't catch enough reds because they were too busy catching yellowtail all day.
And now you throw in, oh, we might see a bluefin too.
pretty. And that's is it always good down there and you just take advantage of it kind of in the off season time? Or when does it get good? Does it kind of depend on weather?
I'd say it depends a lot on weather.
Okay.
You know, there's times where weather and conditions, I mean, it's still fishing, even though it's rockfish fishing.
Sure.
It's still fishing if there's a lot of current. It's real hard to catch one. You know, it's hard to stay on the bottom. If there's big swell, it's hard. You know, I think those rockfish don't like to bite too good in a big giant swell. And, you know, when the weather's nice, it's nice because you could fish efficiently.
Right.
And everyone's lines aren't going all over the place. But, I mean, it's still fishing and you find depths to where you could fish. And
okay.
You know,
and that can be condition related.
Exactly.
Maybe you really wanted to fish in 350 feet, and the condition's not right, so you need to go deeper, or you need to go shallower, or whatever.
Exactly. It's fishing still.
Sure.
And then to answer Russ's tackle question, a Fathom 30 is a great reel. It's a size of reel, or it's an all purpose
total
reel. It seems like. I think he asked about rods to match. I think CalStar 670 or something like that would be a perfect setup.
Which is like a 7-foot rod fish anywhere from 25 to 40 pounds.
Yeah, that's a perfect setup for anything you might do with us.
A great outfit to go with you guys because it's not so heavy that you couldn't put a 2-ounce sinker and catch a rockfish or catch a bluefin.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Yeah. And just the fact that it's a 2-speed too, that covers everything from a deep rockfish to 60-pound tuna.
Totally.
So that's great.
Cool. Russ, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for getting us started this morning. And, you know, you kind of touched on this, so a great way to start our text coming through. You know, and you talked about when you guys finish your maintenance. And it was a maintenance question. It's from John in Mira Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Taro, when the Liberty's down for their scheduled maintenance, what kind of things are done annually, biannually, and beyond? I'm always fascinated with how you guys keep these boats running in such tip-top shape for the entire season.
So this is our 2 years. So we go up to Larson's boat yard, and we have a hull inspection to where the Coast Guard will come and check out the integrity of the hull, the fasteners, the keel bolts, and, you know, a lot of the interior things that are parts of the boat. That's every two years. Every year we have a topside, which is the life-saving equipment and, you know, lights and radios and stuff like that. And our list is every year, our list goes pretty long.
Sure. Because you run a ton.
We run a ton and, you know, things get banged up and worked out. And then being that it is an older boat, we like to definitely try to take care of it. And it's in very good shape for being as old as it is. And it's like kind of like an old car.
Yeah.
You want to take good care of it and want to make sure it runs, and it just takes a little more maintenance than your newer cars. But you know, we have a lot of upkeep as far as what we do on the interior parts of the boat where passengers don't get to go.
Yeah, right.
You know, the engine room and the compartments and the behind the walls and stuff like that. You know, we were crawling through spaces. And
you've seen every nut and bolt on that boat at this point?
Yep. In the last 6 years, we've checked everything out.
That's
from
cool.
Bow to stern, and we've redone a lot of the boat. So it's almost a brand new boat.
Yeah.
thank you, Frank, and the landing. Pretty much, we got to build ourselves a brand new boat.
But I mean, it's true. Like, I mean, just about everything from when the boat first came down to Fisherman's Landing to where it is now. Almost every part of the boat has changed from bunkhouse to galley to deck, salon
we put on a new deck last year. Yeah.
Bait tank, fish holds. Everything.
We went through the whole boat except for where I sit in the wheelhouse, but that's all right. Everyone else gets to have the creature comforts.
We always cracked up about that too. And I mean, you say it and laugh, but I mean, it's true. Like, true. I think a lot of people in your shoes probably would have built themselves a big comfy wheelhouse first, but that wasn't your priority. Your priority was your passengers.
Yeah. I want to make sure everyone else is comfortable too. And, you know, the wheelhouse.
You spend your money making us comfortable.
It's operational. Yeah. I mean, we do just fine.
I would say
You know, we're able to communicate, we're able to see fish, and we're able to operate up there and be safe. And, yes, I wish it was 20 feet long, longer with bunks in the bathroom and a place to hang out, but it is what it is. And, you know, it's just how we operate.
Yeah.
It's just how things have gone. Yeah, it's my office.
That's cool.
It's a cubicle, but it's okay.
Yeah, right. You get the job done.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, hey, a great text. Thanks very much. We're going to jump back into the phones, talk to Arnie. He's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Taro and Ricky. How are you guys doing today?
Really good, Arnie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Hey, I just want to compliment Taro, your entire operation, your boat, your crew. There's really nobody better doing a full day or a 2-day trip. I was on the Let's Talk Hookup Liberty trip back in September, and you guys helped me catch my 130-pound personal best bluefin. And I got to give a big shout out to old Nano. Nano, he applied some nanotechnology, as I told him, to help me catch that fish. But man, that was a fun trip. I think we caught 28 biggies between like 9 o'clock at night and about 4:30 in the morning. And then you put us on those Dorado. I couldn't believe that Dorado bite. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was really, really good. Yeah, I think you got that thing in about, 10 or 12 minutes, Arnie? That was pretty good.
Nice job, Arnie.
Yeah, I know, man. I couldn't believe it. Well, you know, I think the secret was I was using a little secret roughing, that acid wrap rod you had.
Yeah, that jigging rod's pretty cool, huh? It worked out pretty good.
Dude, I gotta get one built for me, man. Because I tell you what, it made it so easy. Because usually a fish like that wants to roll your rod over, dude. And it's like, man, that thing was just awesome. And actually, Nano reached over and said, "Put that thing in low." And that thing, and then we went to the bow and got that thing right up. That was amazing.
Do you see that style of gear catching on to something that everybody will have, or will that always be a niche type of thing? And I correct me if I'm wrong, but what he's talking about is like a traditional jigging style rod.
Yeah.
Real skinny, kind of funky handle, maybe acid wrap, but, you know, rods designed to make those vertical knife style jigs move around when you're winding them.
I think as people get more into it and they do more research about the tackle and the way things are done with it, it'll make sense. You know, once like you have it in your hand and you actually physically do it, it is a night and day difference on using traditional tackle that we're used to doing, having in our hands, working those jigs, fighting your fish. It is a night and day difference. I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty skeptical.
Sure.
You know, like, how are you going to fight them doing this? Or how are you going to pull on it doing that?
Because
but,
we came from the world of big fish fishing, how we do it on long-range boats,
I mean,
which is big rods and big reels and big lines.
700, you know, like 7-foot rods and 150-pound tests and 30 and 50 wides and catching 150-pounders. And now it's like you use these little tiny little reels and rods that are so efficient to catch these 100 to 150 pounders. It's like, oh my goodness, like, yes, you're getting worked out a tiny bit, but it's not as It's not as bad as you think.
Okay.
I went and bought a couple. That's just
sure.
Let's just put it at that. And it's crazy. It's crazy how like well it works.
And is that because it allows the lure to fish so much better, and you're getting more bites with it? Is it just because it's really comfortable to have such a light piece of gear?
It is
like
comfortable.
The fishing part's more enjoyable.
And I feel the lure is worked properly.
Uh huh.
You know, you could feel. You can feel your lure with the lower gear ratio reel. There's more torque in these reels, and that lower gear ratio reel will help the jig work better.
Okay.
The rod itself will work the jig rather than work the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not too familiar and too knowledgeable of all the X's and O's, but having one in your hand versus having a regular rod is just night and day difference. Fishing your lure and then also fighting your fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy how different it is. You just have to do it.
I think it's just the evolution of how those things are going. You know, it started with us using flat falls, and then that turned into knife jigs, and you know, and there's been so many fish caught just, you know, going over school and dropping a knife jig down through them, and they bite it on the sink.
Oh, it works.
And they'll continue to do that.
Yeah.
But this like adds yet another thing to it.
Yeah.
You know, now I always think of it almost like a good swimming surface iron is always going to get bit better than one that's maybe doesn't swim as good. And and this is that kind of thing.
This
you know?
Is that kind of thing where I feel if it's tough.
Exactly.
If the bite's tough, but the fish are still there. This is something where in the daytime. This is something where, as an angler, you would have a upper hand at someone that may not have one.
Totally.
And then it's one of those things where, you know, there is enough information about this style of fishing that's out there because the rest of the world does it. You know, to like where if you do your research and you get the proper setup and do it right, man, you could really.
It's very niche and it's very new, but there's something to it. It's not just a fad thing.
It's not a fad.
Plenty of fads that have come and gone, and maybe they were worth it, maybe not. But this has the potential of being just an. It's not the end all be all, but another really good tool in your bag.
Oh yeah, I mean, because my job too is to watch everybody fish.
Sure.
And watching guys that do it, you know, the Kakawa brothers and those guys from West Coast Jiggers, and watching the guys that come from overseas that like come out and do it on our boats, and watching them fish and watching them do it is like, whoa, there's definitely something to it.
That's cool. It's like watching the next thing kind of unfold.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
I dig it. Hey, well, Arnie, again, congrats on a great trip and nice going on your big one. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report in the Baja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, brought to you by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and high-carbon is a whole lot easier to sharpen than a traditional stainless. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. They also offer knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more info and get the Fish Pro Series available now at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, everybody. Ricky, how you doing?
Cass, couldn't be better, buddy. Great holiday, some good fishing to be had. We got good weather in front of us. Life is good.
Yeah, I know. You didn't eat too much on Thursday, did you?
I'm not answering that question. Like,
yeah, I think I overdid it myself. But what a great day getting together with family and friends and having a great meal and just having a lot of fun. But
yeah, pretty cool.
I only got one report this week, Rick, and that's from Baja Bob Phillips down at La Playita there in San Jose del Cabo. And fishing remains fabulous down there with the wahoo, the tuna, the dorado, the marlin. It's just a great time to be down there. The Iman Bank producing smaller tuna and wahoo, along with the Vinorama and San Luis Banks, wahoo, dorado, and the smaller great tuna. And when I say smaller great tuna, we're looking at 25 to 50. And most of those are taken on the chunks of squid, those big Humboldt squid fillets that they use down there. Not much sardina around, you know, those the tournaments down there, the Bisbees and the Western Ardennes tuna tournament, all those tournaments down there just deplete the sardina population down there because they use all those sardinas for the bait for the to catch tuna for bait for the marlin. So basically the main baits down there you're using right now, rig ballyhoo, caballitos. They get out to the Intergordo Bank. They can fish with a chewili, which is kind of a mackerel-looking fish, but it's got a real small mouth, and they use a real small trout hook to catch them on about 4-pound test. But they're candy for the wahoo. You can get a 5 or 6 of those. You're probably guaranteed at least 4 wahoo if you can get those. But the fishing is really, really good.
What's the going rate on a chewili down there right now?
Well, you know, the chewili, usually your pongero or the guys on the cruiser will fish them. They catch their own, so there's no charge. Okay. But right now, the caballitos, they're going for about $1, $1.50 each on the live caballitos. And I understand the mackerel have started coming in the area. And with the mackerel, those striped marlin should be coming down from, you know, up around that Mag Bay area, off those banks off Mag Bay. And Cabo should get into those striped marlin here in the next few months. Along with the San Jose del Cabo, and that whole area down there should be pretty well thick with striped marlin. But anyway, that's the report for this week. We got our Let's Talk Hook Up El Salto trip coming up the end of June, and that's sold out. And we've got the Loretto Rumble, and I just sold the last room on that 2 days ago, and so we've got 25 rooms, 25 boats, and gives us 50 fishermen. So
that's
it should
awesome.
Be a one heck of a tournament down there. Once again, yellowtail, cabrilla fishing, it's just outstanding. But I'm headed down to Brazil. I'm actually going to leave next Thursday night, about 5 minutes after midnight, and fly that stupid red-eye, which I hate flying. Get down to Brazil, Manaus, Brazil, and then we're going to be fishing 7 days for the peacocks and all the other creatures that are in that Amazon River Basin. And I'll be back on about the 12th, so I'll be out of pocket for probably close to 2 weeks. But
hey, right on, Cass.
Yeah. If and when I get some cell service, I will call you with a report. Anyway, that's the report. Anybody wants to book a trip, peacock bass down in Brazil, Colombia, Central America, all the places we sell in the mainland and the Baja, Mexico, give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510, and we'll check to you guys later.
Awesome. Cass, man, great report. Glad to hear that Baja's got some great fishing to be had. It's such a good time of year to sneak away, too, with holidays coming up. Work is slow, and, you know, when we get some funky weather up here, it's nice to be able to jet down for just a couple of days and thaw out and get in some good fishing. A great report, as always, brother. Well, and, man, have a great trip in the Amazon. We'll look forward to hearing you whenever you're able to get us a report back.
All right, we'll do, Ricky. Take care.
Thanks, Cass. Appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more goodness. Carl, you stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnac River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th and 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. From knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Let's Talk Hookup, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, lots of fun. If you want to join us this morning, it has been a busy show already, 213-432-1090. It's been difficult for me sorting through the text this morning because every text is basically exactly the same, and I'm gonna just read you one of them. Good morning, guys. My summer kicked off this morning in June with 160 yellows, 9 Dorado, and 9 Yellowtail and a Dorado. I have to say, the most top-notch operation with Captain, deckhands, and galley, and a comfortable boat. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach. We get a lot of texts. It's been very, very popular. That's kind of a huge addition to the show. There have been so many texts that come through just like Jeff's there. Like,
that's cool.
Love the boat, love the crew. Like, it's hard to sift through to find one a question because they're all compliments for what you guys are doing.
That's great.
It's been really fun to read. I mean, there's dozens and dozens and dozens just like Jeff's there. And, yeah, guys really like fishing with you're doing it right.
We thank everyone for coming out and supporting us. It helps.
That's cool. Hey, well, the phones are packed, too. One line open. It's been the first time since the show started. If you want to get through on that, that's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Captain Taro. Thank you for taking my call this morning. So, a different question. For those of us that, you know, do the overnight trips and, you know, book through Fisherman's Landing Direct, et cetera, what if we wanted to do a charter? What's it take to do that, and how many anglers do you need to put together for, like, a two-day trip?
So, if you'd like to charter the Liberty, you could do it a couple different ways. One is to email us. libertysportfishingsd@gmail.com, and you'll speak directly to me, and then we can come up with dates and kind of customize your charter, you know, what kind of fish you want to target and what would be the best time, and you could do it like that, or you could book them through the landing, and they'll contact me, and I'll contact them, and they'll contact you. But the best way to do it is just
go direct.
Is just go direct and just give me an email, and I'll get back to you. And as far as what I think the amount of people, it all depends on you. A lot of our groups tend to keep it on the lighter side. mainly because, you know, it's a charter and you want the creature comforts of the boat and have it all it all to yourself. And on a 2-day trip, we like to keep the loads light. There's groups that bring 18, and you know, I would say we fish on a 2-day trip 20 to 24 comfortably. But we do have groups that bring the lighter crowd, and
it's cool.
But it, you know, we try to keep it maxed out at 28.
How does the charter work? I mean, in terms of finding a date, did they need to make sure that obviously there's not a charter already, but you run so much open party,
open party to where our charter dates are pretty open. So we have charters. A lot of them are returning groups, and they have their same dates that they've had for the last 5 or 6 years. And we have new groups that come as well. But with the open party schedule, if you want to charter the boat on a Friday in August, as long as there's not another charter there. You pretty much have a date.
You could charter it any time. And when you're doing your kind of full day season, can a guy still charter the boat for multiple days and vice versa? I mean, is there? There's no limit or anything like
that. Just as long as we don't have reservations on the day.
You can't have 10 guys signed up for an open party
Someone wants to charter. Yeah, sorry, we can't.
Sure,
it's pretty much a go.
Like you said, you're obligating to your passengers.
Exactly.
Like that's the whole deal.
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly.
All right, Don. Well, good luck. I hope you're able to jump on a trip and get out there. Another great text came through. This one was from Kaylee in Chula Vista. Captain Taro, when do you think we're going to start to see the local bluefin in our local range based on the fantastic season we had last year and what we have to rely on? When do you think we're going to start seeing our bluefins?
I think in full day range, it seems like later in the spring. It's safe to say the last few years, the end of May, middle of May is kind of when we have been seeing them. I've been looking at our logbooks quite a bit, and it seems like by the middle of June, we have definitely had some opportunity. But the last few years have been good from the middle to late May on,
which is kind of crazy, you know. I mean, this was just never a thing before.
No.
I mean, you would never expect. I mean, we talked about on Let's Talk Over for so many years. That was always the Bill Poole adage, like, yeah, you fish yellowtail until 4th of July, and then you start looking for tuna.
Yeah.
And when we're having April and, you know, and even in the end of March, you know, having tuna around, I mean, it's almost like stacking another half a season in there, and going so late too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's still. You talked about your crew going fishing on the Pacifica. I mean, it's. We're almost to December.
There were boats that got in a couple days ago that had really good bluefin fishing.
Some of the best of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, there was limits of fish. We always talk about that, too, that, you know, the old adage is it's more common to run out of fishermen before we run out of fish.
Yeah.
And I worked a day at the tackle store last week. Every single boat that came back to the landing had limits of bluefin,
yep.
And we had no open party trips for the entire week. Not that there weren't there, just no reservations for them. 60 to 80 pounders, limits for every boat, or at least extremely close to it.
Yeah.
And, so who knows? I mean, who knows how late it's going to go and how early it's going to start?
Yeah. Well, the fish are getting a rest.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Well, Kaylee, good luck. Appreciate the text very much. How about next up we talk to Ed? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question about fish processing. On a day and a half, do you process a fish, or do you have to, contact a fish processing place and have it done there?
We process the fish on all of our trips, or we give the passengers the opportunity to have their fish processed by us. Different times of the year, it's pretty important for the processors. If you want to go that route to make a reservation, just because of the demand for it, and they're super busy. So, you know, if you know you're going out fishing a couple weeks in advance, I would definitely call them. And if you want to have a processing place do it for you, I would definitely call them. If you kind of, if you know you're going to go fishing on a certain trip, or you know, but on our boat, we definitely give everyone the opportunity and the option for us to cut them on the boat for you.
What is your, I know that your background has always been very big in fish care. That's something we've talked about over the years on Let's Talk Hookup. It's something that means a lot to you personally. What's the scenario and system like when a fish comes, when the fish comes to gaff, what is everything that happens after that? Like, how does it go down? How do you guys take care of the fish on the Liberty?
Gaffed, put on the boat, bled, or gilling gutted, depending on the size. You know, a lot of our tuna from above 40, 50 pounders and up, we gill and gut. Even some of the smaller ones too. You know, if we have a long trip, we'll definitely gill and gut them. But on pretty much almost all of our trips, we have gill and gut fish, and but bled for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from a rockfish to a yellowtail to a dorado to everything gets bled.
So it makes a difference on everything.
It makes a huge
difference.
Even if
it's a bass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything's bled.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger fish are gilling gutted, and they all go down into a refrigerated saltwater fish hold that's kept anywhere from 32 to 36 degrees, and hopefully get a sushi-grade product by
the
end of the day. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that it's a passion for you and for the guys. I mean, you can everybody runs around like no time is wasted from when that fish comes on until it's bled, or it's if it's a big one, it's spiked. And
I mean, our fish are babysat.
Yeah.
You know, the guys are constantly checking the refrigeration and making sure the fish are cold but not frozen, mm-hmm. or making sure they're in good care. I mean, my grandma wouldn't have it any other way.
That's cool. And the thing that has done too is it's turned fish that maybe back in the day people would have turned their nose up.
Oh yeah.
Into like I hear guys coming off the boat, off of your boat in particular, super stoked on skipjacks, on bonitas. On barracuda, on things that a lot of, you know, that not that many years ago. The fish care just wasn't the same. And, I mean, it wasn't anybody's fault. It's just how it was done. But you caught a bonita in the morning, and it stayed in a gunny sack all day. It just wasn't the same as a bonita that comes on board the boat, and it's spiked, and it's bled, and it's in RSW. Like, it's a different product that you guys produce.
I've had our bonito, because, I mean, the ones we've been catching are big ones.
Yeah, big offshore ones.
Those 4 to 10 pounders. And, you know, they're bled. And they're kept in that water for 7, 8, 9 hours. Oh man, you have a awesome piece of meat right at the end of the day.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. If a bonito got to 100 pounds, could anybody catch one?
I don't think so. I don't think either that or skipjack.
Totally.
There's no way.
You catch
shake out your arm.
You catch a 10 pound bonita and like you've got your work cut out for you. Think of if that thing was an 80 pounder.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
Yeah. I mean, you look at those dog tooth tunas.
Totally.
It's like a giant bonito with their
200 pound bonita.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
That's cool.
There's no way.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting in a whole other hour with Captain Taro. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hook Up listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's go time, San Diego. The Black Friday Sellathon is going on now. Our best selection of new Ford inventory is here. It's go time. Now get 1.9% APR for 60 months plus 1,000 retail bonus cash on a 2022 Ford F-150, Explorer, and Escape. The lots are filling up, so that means it's go time. Go to the Black Friday Sellathon at your San Diego County Ford dealer today. Now during the Black Friday Sellathon, get low leases on select 2022 and 2023 Ford vehicles. It's go time, only at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Hurry in, it all ends November 28th.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21352. Not available on Raptor, Super Crew Tremor, and Super Crew Lightning. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 3rd, 2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.